Dr. Wiley says we will not take over the world unless we are listening to GeekCast Radio Network.
Maybe you should play something else.
Hello and welcome to the 21st episode of GCR and Wars. This is the crowning of the champion here in the video game character iconic tournament. I am one of your hosts, TFG and Mike, and I was out sick last week because someone sent me a really, really evil contaminated macaroni and cheese Christmas gift. It actually almost looked like a macaroni and cheese fruitcake for some odd reason. I'm never accepting packages from Illinois ever again. You ass.
I would apologize if I felt bad or if I was sorry, but I'm really not.
So as everyone can hear, Solo Mac is here, along with Steve Megatron. Hello.
Goodbye.
And we have TV's Mr. Deal.
Good evening.
I feel like during this whole episode we should have, like, the music that plays at the end of certain video games when you're about to win or during the credit scenes. I feel that's what I'm hearing in my head right now.
Yeah. The only funny video game music I can think of, like, for winning or losing is the Mario music from the original game. The original Mario sound effects. Alright, so where are we going from here, Kev?
Well, we are finally at our reveal. We've gone through all the different rounds, all the different battles, all the different scenarios, and all of the different votes. And we have finally come to the point where we have to reveal who our ultimate winner is. If you are joining us very late in the party, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, obviously our finale matchup saw Mega Man facing off against Ratchet and Clank. Mike, you weren't here last week,
no.
And we kind of spoke for you because we knew what you would say, but...
No, you didn't.
Give us your thoughts on what the finale ended up being, how you see it going down. Before we get the reveal, what are your thoughts on Mega Man versus Ratchet and Clank? Not that you haven't made them known on Twitter and Facebook all week, anyway.
Hey, what I do on my personal Twitter is my business, goddammit.
Nobody cares.
Quiet, you. It's an interesting battle. I still think Mega Man's going to pull it out, though, because he is the superior warrior.
I just had a lot of bad thoughts in my head.
That's what Steve said.
This is going to be an interesting
so
night.
So you say Mega Man would win in your scenario, correct?
Yep.
All right. So obviously we had a lot of different thoughts on it, but none of that matters. When it comes down to the crowning of the champion, all that matters was the people's votes. So with that, let's turn it over to Steve to see who wins the video game tournament. First, Steve, how many votes did Ratchet and Clank get?
This past week?
Yeah, for the finale. Just we're not revealing a winner yet. I'm just getting a total votes. How many total votes were there for Ratchet and Clank?
Let me see. There are, sorry for the delay.
That's all right. It builds tension.
12.
12 votes for Ratchet and Clank. Hearing that, Mike, are you worried that Ratchet and Clank are going to win, or are you still confident that Mega Man's going to pull it out?
Hopefully Mega Man will pull it out.
Again, that's what she said.
And if we're looking at some of the past rounds, we were right around that 30-vote mark. So if there was 30 people voting, that means that Mega Man's going to pull it out. If we had a lower turnout, maybe he's in trouble. 12 votes for Ratchet and Clank. Steve, how many votes for Mega Man?
11.
What?
So a slightly lower voting turnout for the finale, only 23 voters. which means
this entire
that
tournament is a farce. That's exactly what this means.
That by one
you're
vote,
you're just pissed because Spyro got bitched out earlier.
No, I'm over that.
It's interesting that our finale sees the closest vote that we've had, obviously, besides that tie that we had to break, a one vote difference in the finale. That means anybody that's upset, you did not rally the troops enough, you did not get the word out enough. So blame yourself for not getting votes for your side, Mike. We'll start with Mike, since he's obviously got a lot to say about the whole tournament now.
I just don't see how anybody could vote Ratchet and Clank overall winners of this tournament. There are so many better characters than them. I mean, hell, I would have been happier if Dig Dug won this whole goddamn thing.
There's nothing wrong with the Ratchet and Clank, first of all.
No, there's nothing
Somebody's
wrong
having
with
a prejudice think, because somebody he liked didn't
problem
win.
Is, I think the problem is putting in duos. That's what I think the problem is. The duos should have been knocked
was
out
one
in
vote.
The first two rounds.
One vote.
Doesn't matter.
It's not like we put a duo in and they swept every round 20-0 or something like that. I think Ratchet and Clank are iconic characters. I thought they had a good shot of winning it. I did think that possibly, you know, when they go up against fan favorites like Sonic, like Mega Man, or if they had gone up against, you know, like a Link or Mario, I thought there was going to be a chance that they would go down. But maybe perhaps the best chance to take them down was Jak and Daxter early on. But it's only a one-vote span. So it's interesting. I thought they were one of the favorites going in, so I'm not completely surprised. Neil, are you as upset as Mike?
No.
I mean, Clank got some history to them. They're iconic. People like them.
Yeah, they're iconic, and I'm not thrilled that Mega Man lost, but you know, I would say that the best character probably won.
Mike, response to that?
Character, so Ratchet and Clank are now one character. Are you kidding?
Well, one of them is a sidekick, isn't it? One of them is like basically,
yeah.
It's like Batman and Robin.
Yeah, one of them's a decoy.
Well, we're very clear on how Mike feels about it, Steve. What's your thoughts on how this whole thing turns out?
I'm kind of torn. Because I like a lot of the characters that have shown up in the tournament so far. That being said, I was kind of surprised, again, like I said before, that it was between Mega Man and Ratchet and Clank.
Right.
I was hoping Sonic would make it, but he didn't. But there was a lot of them that almost made it this far. The fact that it's one vote tells me that, one, the troops didn't rally enough in any direction. Two, people are not going against the biases at all in this entire tournament, whether it be ours or the popularity bias.
I like that factor. I like the fact that it wasn't just a straight favorite character, most popular character one. I think people, you could make the argument with Ratchet and Clank winning that people did take a realistic look at least at some of the matchups to see how it would break down. It wasn't just, I'm going to vote Mario and Sonic all the way to the finals type of thing. And Ratchet and Clank definitely had a impressive path with Jak and Daxter, with Spyro, with Sonic, and with Mega Man taking all of them down. But yeah, one vote means a whole lot of things. I mean, number one, it was pretty darn close that people saw equally the chances for both people to win, but didn't get the votes out quite enough to rally the troops to gain support. So there is something to say about that. Mike, you've had a chance to calm down a second, I think. You've had a chance to breathe, to get a little water maybe. Are you still pissed off?
Well, yeah, because the whole tournament's a farce now.
Well, how does that make the whole tournament a farce?
Because a duo should not have won this.
So if Toe Jam and Earl would have won, you would have said it's all a farce?
Well, then it would have just been a complete joke. I mean, we knew they weren't going to come past the first round.
So it's not having to do with just being a duo?
No.
So it's not a farce?
It's, well, yeah, it is, because they just shouldn't have won. Mega Man should have won this.
All right, so clearly Mike is not going to be happy about this. I don't know about going so far to say the whole tournament's a farce. I don't think there was a specific battle where you could say, make a big argument that the wrong person won. I don't think we had one of those. I mean, I think obviously some people would make the argument that Kirby shouldn't have lost in the round that he lost. Maybe some people argue that Mario should have beat Yoshi, but I don't think you have something where it was just dramatically did not go the way that it should have gone. I mean, Steve, if you look back through the whole tournament, all the different battles we had, do you see any that were just that would fall under that category where it's a joke, where it's a farce, where there's no way that this person could have won and they did?
As much as I'd like to say on some of them, no. I mean, it's I don't see any farces in there whatsoever. I do see some that were kind of a joke to be included. You know, like Spyro and Banjo-Kazooie and ToeJam & Earl. But some more than others. But I think that it was kind of telling that despite the popularity and in-your-face-ness of certain Nintendo or Sega or PlayStation characters, it ended up being an actual battle of their abilities instead of just people choosing what they thought would win.
Right. And, you know, I think you could make the argument that, you know, Bomberman beating Kirby, I think that's maybe the most you could point to. But even if you think Mario should have beat Yoshi, you can't take exception with that turning out the other way. Even if you think Link should beat Mega Man, you can't say, you know, it's impossible for it to go the other way around. Same with Sonic and Ratchet and Clank, or with Ratchet and Clank and with Mega Man. I mean, I think you can see an argument from both sides in all those different battles.
Now, a funny thing about it is the new Super Smash Brothers for the Wii U actually has Little Mac in it. It actually has Mega Man in it, has Pac-Man in it.
Nice.
Sonic's in it again. Of course, most of the Nintendo side and the entire left bracket is there, other than like Conker or Bomberman.
Right.
And Beautiful Joe. The rest of them over there are all on the game.
So what you're saying is that a couple years back or a year back or whatever, when we originally posted this graphic, that somehow it was leaked to the developers of Smash Brothers and they stole our idea.
It very well is possible.
Okay, maybe stretching things a bit.
I like the theory that they stole from me yet again.
Neil, any other thoughts on the tournament as a whole? How do you think, you know, was it something that was worth it? Was it fun? Did it turn out to be somewhat legit? Or do you think people just voted for their favorites or didn't really look at it as a matchup thing?
Well, I think the final bracket shows that they weren't just picking favorites because the two powerhouses on both sides basically got to the end.
Right.
I would say that maybe two or three characters I would have plucked them out and put different ones in. Like the two most controversial ones was that the fact that Frogger and Hubert were in here at all. I would have like taken them out and maybe put in Ristar and maybe the Harlequin from Knights.
Right.
Those are the only two that I would those are the only two swaps that I would do. Everything else looked pretty good as far as I was concerned.
And for those of you that are kind of hoping that you would have got a different type of character, maybe some of the, you know, Master Chief and or someone from Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter or some of those more mature actual fighting type of characters, don't be too upset. That could be a tournament that could come down the line. As we decide which tournaments come next, that's definitely one of the options. So you might be able to see that eventually. But you'll have to stay tuned to figure out how you can impact that and to just stay tuned with what Mike's going to put out there on Facebook and Twitter to give you guys news when we have it as far as future Wars episodes and future Wars tournaments. But the best thing you guys can do is to give us feedback on the episode post through Facebook, through Twitter. Let us know what you thought of this tournament. Let us know what you want in future tournaments, what you liked, what you didn't like. That's the best way to have an impact immediately on what we do next. But for those of you that haven't quite got enough of the video game tournament, we do have one special surprise for you, Steve. What do we have as what I guess what we could call as a little bonus for them?
Here comes the new challenger.
No.
New challenger.
The princess is in another castle.
It's almost like Super Smash Brothers. You play it and it says you know, another challenger has entered the battle. We will be having a bonus round between, and this is the special graphic will be up there as well as the voting, just for the fun. There won't be a follow-up podcast for it. Between Link and Sonic.
So our third place battle will take place. We'll give you guys the opportunity to crown who would have won third place in this kind of consolation bracket championship, if you will, between Link and Sonic. So if you aren't happy with the turnout, or if you wanting to get a little bit more and wanting to participate a little bit more, you have one more battle that you can help decide. Mike, who wins between Link and Sonic?
I think that'll come down to a tie.
Mike's predicting a tie because he is angry.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at... shut the hell up. I'm looking at Link and Sonic in a battle. Yeah, Sonic has the speed, Sonic has the spin dash, but Link has the sword, the boomerang, the arrows, all that stuff. And I think it's going to come down to whether or not Link can tire Sonic out.
Neil, this goes to a scenario that you had painted for us earlier. And
yeah, if I had known you were going to do this, I wouldn't have given my prediction last week. my prediction was that that Sonic's biggest weakness is sharp things, and what he's going to do is he's going to spin dash right into Link's sword, and we're going to have hedgehog shish kebab, and he's and his final words are going to be, "Did I do that?"
Steve, a favorite between Link and Sonic?
I'm going Sonic, but that's because, one, I like Sonic better. I enjoy his games better. And the other thing is, he could just run massive circles around Link to the point that he could possibly, you know, cause a tornado of air and suck the air out of the area and kill him.
True. I do like Neil's scenario, though. I do like him just pulling the... I like it being like that epic fight, almost like an Indiana Jones thing, where you're twirling knives and this, that, and the other, and then you just pull out a gun and shoot him. You're doing
that
all this
would be hilarious, actually.
Doing all this different stuff, and then Sonic just runs at him, and Link just tips the sword the right way, and Sonic doesn't have enough coins to protect him. So, however you guys feel, you do have one more chance to impact a matchup, because we are crowning a third-place winner or a consolation champion this time around. So a special bonus round for you guys to let your voice be heard one last time. Mike, anything else?
Nope, I think that's it.
So like I said, stay tuned with Mike's updates on Facebook and Twitter, because as soon as we have news about what will be coming up next for Wars, or what the next tournament will be, or if you can have any say in it, like we did last time, you have to just keep up to date with Facebook and Twitter, and we will feed you the information like we always like to do.
They'll feed it to you.
That's right. So stay tuned. And if you want, always go to iTunes. Leave us a review, because we do like those iTunes reviews and feedback so that we can get more ratings on there. But
the
other than that...
The funny thing is, I think I brought this up a while ago, we do have one review on iTunes for this podcast.
So we need more, so give us more. Or go to the episode post and, like I said, give us your feedback on what you like, what you didn't like, so you could impact the next tournament. But it's been fun. It's been a bigger tournament. It's been more controversial. It's pissed more people off.
So, yeah, that's about right.
To me, that means it's a success.
Yeah, anytime somebody's pissed off, you know it's working.
And that's what Wars is all about. So, Neil, how can people stay in touch with you in the world of Twitter?
Twitter, I'm Neil Sama on Twitter.
Mike, what's your Twitter?
GFG and Mike.
So everybody tell Mike how wrong he is. Steve, what's your Twitter?
At SCP21.
And mine is at Optimus Solo. Otherwise, the network is at Geekcast Radio. That's all it is, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent. So follow all of us and keep up to date. And until the next Wars, we will see you next time.
score gets higher, they multiply.
Dig 'em.